you are going to have the opportunity to see a new world. And when we say that, we do not mean a perfect world or a world that is without challenges. But it is a world where the central system of valuing is being changed. That is going to be the byproduct of this thing that you have seen and of the decimation of many of the forms that you have grown familiar with, because the forms themselves begin to gather darkness. And now the forms that are good can be redeemed and lightened, and the forms that grew too corrupt must now go away, because there's not going to be room for them in a different energy world. When you think about this kind of change, you want to think about the change in the manner of creation, the shape of it, the way it is constructed, the way it looks. And you are basically moving now from a very rigid linear structure to a circular structure. And that means many things will change. And that is fine, because a circular structure is going to see you through this next period of time in the appropriate energy. So you see, it will be, there is a problem to be solved in the center of this circle. And many differing people and things will be contributing what they know and what they have to the solving of the problem. And this is the pattern of the new creation. It does not mean, of course, that none of the rigidity of the linear will not still be left, but it will not have the power that it had before. And you're entering the age of the power of the circle and of the inclusion rather than the exclusion of people and ideas and things. So your flexibility, we are sure, will be stretched somewhat as this happens. But when you are flexing for a good thing, when you are flexing at an inclusive thing, then you will find that your spirit will support you in accepting that and letting you work in that way, letting you open to a form changing, to a form changing to a higher energy and a better one. So we leave you with a world to take care of and the knowledge that there is a lot to do. We do not really, of course, leave you at all, but we do not want you to be alarmed or surprised when you feel changes coming that perhaps you never thought would come. So, begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel that you are encircled by an energy of peace. Feel the blue energy all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Now feel the energy in your body become lighter, more fluid. And feel it coming up through your body, an energy with light in it, so that as it moves up through your body, it lights every chakra. Until the crown is opened. And you are released into the night sky. Light flowing, free. See the path before you. See the beauty of the path that is your path, and the ease with which you walk on it. And the height to which you are taken, without effort. And let the gates open to you. And you enter a place that is yours. Know that every piece of energy in this place is designed to match your needs, your desires, your power, your healing, so that standing in the place where you are opening to all of that. Now walking a bit higher in this place. See that your teacher is waiting for you. And take this time to be with your teacher. now see that your teacher has a gift for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. Thank the teacher who has come to be with you and receive the teacher's blessing. And come back down to the place that is your place. And drink the water that runs there to refresh your spirit and your life. And become aware of the colors and the shapes, the things that present themselves in this place, so that you can come and claim them again when you need them. Now step out of the gates, still in the night sky, and see the lights beyond comprehension that glow here. Feel the coolness of the night sky as your path brings you back to the room and above the circle. And as a gift, find messages for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.